Hello.
Hey, Comfort, it's Keaton. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm just calling you back. We spoke before Christmas about Norton Street. I know you were thinking about selling it, but it was pretty chaotic during the Christmas time. I hope I'm calling you at a better time.
I've been stranded at the distance. I've been stranded in Alabama
You're in Alabama.
because of the snow. Yes.
Okay. You have family out there?
Yes. I came for a wedding, and
Oh, fun.
the snow started a day after the wedding, and since then we've been here waiting. They keep canceling the flight, cancel, cancel, cancel.
Jeez. I gotcha.
So,
That's rough. Well, I was wondering a little bit more about Norton Street because my partner and I we're you know, we do a lot of business in the Richmond area, and we were looking to buy some properties in that street. Were you still thinking about selling it?
yes, we're still with me and I and my children with. You know, discussing about that.
I
So,
gotcha. And how long have you been thinking about selling the property for?
not too long.
Not too long. I gotcha. And why is that? It's just a recent thought.
Yes, you can say that.
Okay. And why are you trying to sell it?
I don't know. I don't know. I just decided, to sell it and relieve my son because he's the one paying for it.
Okay.
Mortgage. So he has his own family now and all that. So I wanted to relieve him from that.
I hear you.
I mean, he hasn't said anything to me, but just want to do that.
Okay, and are you the one that owns the property, or is it your son that owns it?
I own the property.
Okay, and he's helping out with the mortgage. Okay. How do you think he would feel about you wanting to sell it? Is he okay with that, or is that something that he would be upset about?
Well, they always say whatever I want to do,
Okay,
and
perfect.
yeah, whatever I want to do is fine with them, but one of them don't want me to sell it, like having a real estate agent, putting it on the market and stuff like that. So, because I've never done this selling it to investors, I've never done that with any of I didn't I've never done that with any of my houses,
Okay.
and I
Yeah.
sold it. So yes, I don't know, but I will mention it to him as soon as I get back.
Okay, yeah, for sure. And I know you're out of the state right now, so you're probably not even thinking about wanting to
No,
sell it.
that's the farthest thing on my mind right now. I want to get home from. Oh,
I got you.
jeez.
Well, would you know how much you guys still owe? I mean, you told me there's a mortgage still on the house. You probably wouldn't even know how much the mortgage is, would you?
Mean, how much you owe?
Yes, ma'am.
Think about 50-something thousand.
Okay. I got it. And do you know what the payments are that your son's paying on it monthly?
See. See, it's not a fixed mortgage. It's a variable mortgage, so it's up and down.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, I'd love to talk to you more about it. I know you're out of the state, so I'll have to call you once you're back in Virginia. But
yes.
It's in the area that my partner and I are buying up properties. And I mean, if you'd like to talk about it more, I'd be happy to talk to you more. If it works out, we can get some paperwork together. But if not, then I totally understand.
Yes.
Do you know where you would, after you sell it, do you know what you would do next?
What I would do next?
Mm-hmm.
How do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you have the kids in the house with you. I mean, have you thought about where y'all would go after you sell it, or where they would stay, and like what would you do with the items?
You mean the furniture and stuff?
Yes, ma'am. The furniture and your kids, where you guys would be moving to?
Oh, nobody's living. I mean, we've been renting it.
Oh, you're renting Norton Street.
I don't live there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Do you know how much it's renting for?
I think they were rent before when my son was handling the whole thing. We were just renting it like to students, $1,500 a month.
Okay. I got you.
Well, now we have, I think as of last year, 2 years ago, he asked the property management to handle it.
Okay.
So I don't know how much they are renting it.
I got you. And are there tenants currently in the property?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so right now it's vacant?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so is there anything stopping us from buying this property from you guys?
If the price is what will stop us, if the price is right.
Yeah, that's very true. What is that? I mean, have you gotten a chance to think about how much you want for it yet?
Not really. I have to talk to them. We have to be in consensus.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, I'll let you talk to your son about that. And if you guys could just figure out, how much you guys are looking for it, and then if you could write down any questions you have for me.
How much are you? Well, that's what they would ask me. How much are you?
That's a good question. I'll have to look around to see what is selling in that area,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll talk to my partner about it. That way, on the next phone call, we can talk a little bit more about price and see if you and I are even close to the same number. And if we are, then we can continue the conversation. But if we're not, then we won't have to go and we won't waste each other's time.
Yeah.
If that works for you.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, Comfort. Thank you so much. And my name's Keaton, by the way. If you want to save my number down, I'll be calling you up quite a bit because I do like the property here.
Okay. Your name is what, Keaton?
Yes, ma'am. K-E-A-T-O-N.
So 804-552-5008?
Yes, ma'am.
You live in Richmond?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You got any questions for me before I let you go?
No, nothing.
Okay, perfect. All right, Comfort. When do you think you'll be able to talk to your son so that I can call you back?
When I get to Virginia.
Okay, perfect. Hopefully it's soon.
Yes.
All right, Comfort. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye.